Welcome to Flight 8678 to Douala. We should land at about 6 p.m. local time. 6 hours later. Please be seated and fasten your seatbelt. At the airport, three persons were making huge signs with their hands. It was his Aunt Lucy, his Uncle Julian, and his cousin Tom. Exit. Paris, Douala. Hello, Max. We are so happy to see you. Have you enjoyed your trip? Yes, I did. I'm really glad to meet you all at last. Welcome to Douala. Nice to see you, Max. Yo, you must be tired after such a long trip. I've prepared a nice dinner. Jazz fritters. I hope you'll like them. I'm sure I will. I'm starving. Well, what would the police say if they check us? They won't say a word. Everybody drives like that here. Here we are. Later, at dinner. That's an excellent meal. I love those fritters mixed with red beans. After the dinner. Max, show me the games on your digital tablet. I've got a video game console with me. Wow, it's fun. But in return, you've got to show me Africa. Douala will be great to start with. Will you also introduce me to your friends, especially the girls? The next day. Max, guess where I'm taking you today? To meet your friends? No, to the central market. We'll take a bensikin to go downtown. On the way to Akwa, the centre of Douala. Are you sure it's safe? Why are all these people waiting with a cell phone by the roadside? These are call boxes. They lend you their phones for a few CFA. Lots of people do that as a way of making a living. Girls are pretty over here. Look at the right side. This is the famous Njuju, the best known monument of Douala, made with old car parts and other things. Interesting, but a statue with a pretty girl would be much more fun. Can't you think about anything else? Here's the central market. You can find anything here. Fruits, vegetables, used clothes, old mobile telephones, car tyres. Wow, did you see that girl? Gorgeous! Hey, whitey whitey, say how. Many people may call you little white man or simply whitey. Take it easy. It's nice. Try these ndole, the bitter leaves. They are good. Now I'll take you to a place where a fairy appears sometimes. She lives on the bank of the Wuri River. The sea is so blue. I feel like swimming. Don't do that. Not here. Never. You could be kidnapped by Mammy Water. Kidnapped by Mammy Water? Who is she? Haven't you ever heard of the sea goddess? Are you serious? Don't joke with her. Just remind me, isn't it you who wanted to meet girls? Don't worry, I know how to behave with girls. Listen to this first. According to our faith, Mami Wata is a water divinity. She's to some extent like what you call a mermaid in Europe. Mami Wata lives at the bottom of the water, sometimes in the deep sea, sometimes in rivers, like in the Wuri River. Really? Have you ever met her? I haven't personally, but people say that she is a beautiful young woman. She attracts sailors or fishermen with a melodious song. Sometimes she may have a human appearance and attract people walking along the river, like you and me. Wow, I'd like to meet Mami Wata. But what if we are bewitched by her, or if we decide to follow her? I don't know, actually. Some people say she can take you with her in the deep water and that you can never get out of it. Watch! Behind you! If you try to escape, misfortune and distress will spray on you and your family. Oops, but this story is just a legend, right? Of course it is, but you can never tell. Mami Wata is extremely rancorous. To make a long story short, I advise you not to bathe here. My blood is frozen by this story. Here, lots of people are superstitious, and even if they say they don't believe in it, they will not swim. If you want to have a swim tomorrow, I will drive you to Kribi. This is the most beautiful place in Cameroon, about 2 hours away from here. There are gorgeous waterfalls. The next day. Shall we take a bensikin like yesterday? Well, no, it's too far away. We'll take a klando. This is the cheapest way.
A klando?
It's an illegal taxi. We'll first go outside of the city limits and we'll deal with the driver who's going to Kribi. This will be as quick as a genuine taxi, but far less expensive. Hello, how are you? How much to go to Kribi?
5,000 CFA.
Is 3,500 okay?
Let's say 4,000, and I'll take you with me.
Well, Max, here we bargain for almost anything. And since you are white, people think you are rich. So they increase the prices. Fortunately, I could haggle the trip. 3 hours later, at Kribi. Wow, the white sand beach bordered with palm trees. Hopefully nice girls, too. This place is a real dream.
I told you.
Be careful, Max. She might be a Mami Wata. Be careful. Hello, Whitey Whitey. Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Go ahead, seducer.
And his father thinks he's serious.